This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour now on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, here to bring you through a marvelous world of things that are entrancing, entertaining, important. There are a number of things, as usually is the case with our get-together. We're going to spend some time with Dr. Jennifer Fried here. You can prepare yourself for a discussion about astrology and psychology together at her website, jenniferfried.com. Then we'll have our usual visit from Uri Geller, Mary O'Malley, our resident psychic at psychicscout.com. We're going to talk to her about hypnosis and past life regression. Maria Francesca Trilogy will bring us an update on the astrological implications of what the day is all about for you. And if you're new to this time together, I would suggest you go to our website, which is yourhiddenpowershow.com, yourhiddenpowershow.com. Just to give you a reference point, the most recent podcast that is there at yourhiddenpowershow.com is a conversation about Kabbalah with Monica Berg. She explains to all of us the three types of fear and which ones you have no place, which you, well, it's not preaching, it's just, here, look at these and see if they have a place in your life or not. You'll learn by listening to the podcast how fear can help you. There are circumstances, and this is something I didn't know because I figured all fear-based thinking was not good. Some of it is from Monica, who is a writer and a guide specializing in assisting people as they identify and overcome your challenges. Her book is called Fear is Not an Option at fearisnotanoption.com. But the Kabbalah Center is really pretty fabulous. Uri Geller on the podcast discusses the mystical connection between Kabbalah and Judaism. Our psychic scout Mary O'Malley in this present overview that we're talking about, last podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com, explains her classes that help you retrieve the parts of your soul that you may have lost. And Maria Francesca Trilogy talks about the Chinese New Year and how the Chinese horoscope applies to you and your astrological sign. All there, new every week at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Let's meet Jennifer Fried, who is a recipient of the 2009 Santa Barbara Local Heroes Award and the Hope Award as well. She set up youth programs and has done a lot working with people of all ages. Dr. Fried, welcome to Your Hidden Power.
I'm excited to find more of my hidden power talking to you.
Well, it'd be a nice two-way street, wouldn't it? I want to find my power from talking to you, and you want to find yours talking to me. That's the best exchange. Well, but isn't that really and truly, that's the best exchange, a two-way mutually beneficial exchange of energy, no matter what it is, whether it's knowledge, whether it's exercise, whether it's sharing experiences that you have with loved ones. It's all about sharing and caring. So it's good that we recognize that. Now, you are an astrologer by trade. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm a certified international astrologer, and I'm also a psychologist, and I've been practicing both for over 30 years.
What's the difference between an international astrologer and somebody who is national? Well, there's obviously a difference, otherwise you wouldn't have separated them out.
There's a licensing body called ISAR, I-S-A-R, which is quite disciplined and rigorous, and that's the International Society of Astrological Research, and I was certified by them, so that's why I get that distinction, but I don't know what that would mean to your listeners other than it means I had to study a lot and pass some tests in order to qualify for that designation.
Means you're good. That's what it means.
You know what? I'm not one that thinks passing tests mean you're good, but I think I'm good because I really care about people, and that orients everything I do.
Well, caring is what really carries the day, because you have to in order to make this work, I think. At least that's my experience with it. I became fascinated with astrology about 25, 30 years ago when I was exposed to it for the first time. Really, I've been around it and toyed with it, and you read horoscopes, you do the silly stuff. But what I have found in the last 20 years or so is that astrology is a fabulous tool to use, not necessarily in hiring people like the Myers-Briggs assessment test, but maybe in a way, and learning how to use it in relationships. You have a very interesting idea, a craft, if you will, of using astrology to help people in their relationships. And I had I've had fabulous relationships. I've had two or three really important love relationships in my life. And I think that the most recent could have benefited from a lot of astrology, psychology used together to look at the chart and say, okay, this is what the chart says about you. What's your observation about it, and what can you learn from it? Is that the sum and substance of some of your core work?
Yes, I think that the astrological chart is the best way to have understanding about ourselves and others, and to have deep compassion, and also to identify long-standing patterns that people need to work on instead of project onto other people. So it's an incredible tool to look at each other more objectively and appreciate each other for your differences.
How do you mean that? What does it mean to appreciate someone? Because most of the time we think we need to find... I've been up and down on that over my life, Jennifer. I've had times when I believe opposites attract, and then I've thought, well, look, we have all these things in common. They bring us together. They help us to get over the rough spots and things that we might not find as smooth in our relationship as all of these other things over here.
Yes. I think that in astrology, I'll give you an example. I have my moon sign in Taurus, which means that emotionally I'm oriented towards stability and sensuality, and a lot of feedback consistently about security and also comfort. Now, let's say I am friends with or lovers with somebody that has an Aries moon, which means emotionally they're oriented toward adventure, impulsivity, courage, and activities that have to do with being very fast and also very athletic. Well, you can see right there that that's a challenge. It doesn't mean we can't get along, but it means we need to appreciate the rhythm that each of us has is going to be different than the other one, instead of that it's an offense that I don't move as fast or they move too fast for me. There's a negotiation that can go on, and then if you really understand that people occur the way they are, not as some kind of reflection on you, then it helps you become more loving and more unconditionally accepting of our differences.
Isn't this part of the overall theme, though, Jennifer, of we choose our parents, we choose the time we want to come in, we choose where we are, we choose the relationships that we have through our lives to learn our lessons, and if we don't, I mean, I'm just thinking, you use the moon sign, that's more important, it sounds like, than the sun sign for this sort of thing, or maybe the rising sign, but in the case of my most recent encounter, I'm a Pisces. My moon's in Pisces, and hers was in Gemini. Would that tell you?
Huh? Well, that's difficult.
Oh dear. Yeah.
Well, you know, you're perfect for the show with the moon in Pisces, because that's the cosmic consciousness and wanting to be unified and blend and be emotionally transparent and also very sensitive and very feeling. And that's beautiful. That's just a great way that you are, and also architect this show with that kind of sensitivity and caring.
I was told that one of the reasons that she loved me was because I had the ability to express my raw emotions, which I do.
Yes.
And I don't back away from
it. Yes, and that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's fantastic. And you and I would get along fabulously well because I would be a great holding container for your sensitive emotions. Now, Moon in Gemini, your partner that you were dating or whomever this is, that is a person that is run by emotionally the need to discuss things and be intellectually curious and have a lot of variety and be very mental. So that combination is a challenge because the person that's driven by information and mental acuity is not going to always be as patient as, let's say the word would be slowed down enough or receptive to the emotionality of the Pisces moon. And on the other hand, the Pisces moon might seem to the Gemini moon person that they're overreactive and that they're overly emotional for the taste of the Gemini moon.
I think I sometimes am. I would admit to that. But that is where a good counselor comes in who says to the two people together, all right, here's what you take away. Here's how you, if you really value this relationship, then here's how to use what you have as a Gemini and what you have as a Pisces to help you have a better relationship. Isn't that really kind of what this is all about? Sounds like that's what you're selling here.
Absolutely. If I were working with the two of you, I would really help you learn how to bracket your feelings and not spill them all over the place, and also work much more on your creativity and your self-expression around your ability to dream and envision.
And I'm awkward there. I admit to that. And I think that's how we, you know, kind of stepped up or messed up sometimes. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. And anyway, and for her, I would have her work on her discipline to be more focused and less scattered and to learn how to do more types of movement, meditation and such to slow down her high vibration so she didn't actually cause ruptures with people that are sensitive.
Hmm. Well, you got to care, first of all. It's got to be a priority. If it isn't, you don't change people if they really do see that there's value to the relationship. So this is very helpful. This is Jennifer Fried. You can go to our website, jenniferfried.com, to learn more about this as our discussion continues here on Your Hidden Power.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Change after the hour now on Your Hidden Power at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Check out all the you will get, I believe, you'll, if you're sensitive at all, you become very attuned. And I will say as a compliment, I don't know you, Dr. Fried. I would like to get to know you better, but I haven't ever come across you or your work before, frankly, and that's why I love doing these things, because it exposes people to different thinking and different ways of handling problems. We have a lot of people who come here who have great intentions of helping people, but they're not practical. And I say that lovingly, because everyone has a way of helping, but you offer practical tips. I've gotten more out of you in the last 4 or 5 minutes and wish that I had found somebody like you. Not that it would have been a two-way street, that my partner would have gone for it, but I would have liked to have had the opportunity to take some of the things that you're talking about and how they could be used to approach someone to think differently about a circumstance, which is really what you've been doing. And I find it also fascinating that you've created with teenagers in areas of California a sort of training program called the AHA method. I love the AHA experiences when I have one. AHA! I finally get it! And I guess that's what you're aiming at, right?
Yes. Actually, we have an extraordinary method to help young people realize their potential and develop into truly compassionate and caring human beings that overcome obstacles and adversity and celebrate diversity. And I have to tell you that with all these shootings, it's so sad to me, because in the 20 years we've been doing this AHA work, we've worked with those boys. We've worked with the young men that feel this disenfranchised and this much loneliness, and we've turned them around. It's not really that difficult if you know how to love people and you know how to enroll them in their best nature. Mm-hmm. But so much of what people are doing is from the outside in. They're not really working with the souls of these young people, and that's what we do, and it really is successful, and it's the joy of my life to work with a staff whose commitment is to uplift the spirit of every human being that they come into contact with.
And it's not just words, as demonstrated again by what you were saying, using a couple of pieces of astrological information. How do you use that, though, with a larger group, like in these schools, the curriculum you're teaching and using?
Well, that's interesting. I don't really use astrology in working with the AHA method. That's really much more my psychology and education background. But what we do is look deeply into each person's abilities and interests and motivation, and we teach to them instead of having them try to fit into boxes. And we have a one adult per every seven youth ratio, so people really feel seen and safe and emotionally connected and celebrated. So we do use a sense of typology, but not astrology, which has to be so specific, as you know. To cast a good chart, you really have to know the person's birth time and birthplace and birth date. And so we're working with thousands of youth, so we don't have that capacity.
No, but you have the tenets of what you're working on here, trying to find what's good in a valuable. There's a lot of stuff going on right now with youngsters that's meaningless. It's PAP. It's, you know, you're on the honor roll or you're this or that. Everybody's got to have an award. That's nonsense because it doesn't bring out the uniqueness that each person has. And in doing so, I could feel that later in life, you know, I'm thinking back to when I was a kid, some people can do it. Some people can't, but at least this offers people the opportunity to be able to do it if they choose to. It's all about choice.
In today's automotive news, according to Automotive News Europe, Ford is looking to reduce the number of passenger cars it makes. With the world moving to SUVs, sedans are becoming less popular. But Ford is keeping a lid on the exact details of where, what, when, and why the changes will take place. The Ford Fusion was scheduled to get a refresh, but that's on hold in favor of paying more attention to light trucks. The future of cars like the C-Max may be in question. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown own small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power, yourhiddenpowershow.com, where you get all of the past conversations edited down so you just get the essence when you listen to the podcast of all these fabulous conversations. The conversation continues here for a few more minutes. Jennifer Fried is with us, author of a number of books. Lessons from Stanley the Cat. I find... What's in the book, Lessons from Stanley the Cat?
Well, actually, people really love this book because it's about my cat that passed away, but it's his insights translated through a psychologist, that would be me, words. So it's what I learned from my cat as a spiritual teacher. Although he couldn't talk, he gave me many lessons, and it's an illustrated, pretty humorous book that you can get on Amazon, and people really love it, and it was very fun for me to write. So,
all of the books, if you're intrigued by Jennifer Fried and her thinking as she's been here with us, there are a couple of other books that might be of interest. Character looks intriguing. Empowering Yourself with emotional intelligence, something we all need to do. The book Relationship Wisdom, I want to get, frankly, and read, because that's something that I think we all need. We all struggle with this sort of thing. So it's a lot of insight here. You post on your website the following, which I think has merit and says a lot about who you are. Your advice to the world is that we imagine bravely. We express outrageously, love unreservedly, appreciate incessantly, live like dying wouldn't stop you, be kind, be reliable, and make a stand for all voices and gifts to be shared. Appreciate incessantly is something that I never really learned how to do until the last person here taught me that, taught me because I needed to be better at it. And I've never really been good at it because I grew up in it. Not because, but, you know, we grow up and become what our environment is. And then it's our job to see the things that are not serving us and fix them, I think. Isn't that part of what you're teaching, hopefully, these youngsters in these AHA classes?
Yes, I think the art of specifically acknowledging and appreciating people is probably the single best tool to have loving, productive, and sustained relationships. And it really is an art form, because so many of our appreciations go on in our minds, but we don't express them. And we forget that each of us needs a lot of positive feedback to increase our vibration and also to make us just happier people.
You know, I was talking to a person not long ago, and I was, she was really quite intriguing in a number of ways, but she stopped the conversation and she said to me, "Don't flatter me." And I wondered why she said that. I didn't ask her, because it was sort of the end of the conversation, but she wanted me not to flatter her. But I felt genuinely that there were things about her that were worth appreciation, and I wonder if she was coming from a place of well, I don't know. Where would you say? I don't want to guess at it. If you had somebody say to you, if you were telling them things that you really thought about him or her, please don't flatter me, what would you take away from that?
Well, I noticed that most people have a deficit in terms of receiving, and they defend or push away positive influence. So I would ask a person that said, "Don't flatter me, what's troubling you about me appreciating you?" Mm-hmm. Because really, we all need appreciation. And if somebody's pushing it away, that probably has more to do with their sense of being worthy than the fact that you're saying something appreciative about them. Mm-hmm. Because people that are great at taking appreciation, my best friend Marla does it better than anyone I know. She happens to be the most joyful person I've ever met on the planet. She takes in appreciation like she's drinking water, and it fuels her.
And how about you? If somebody says to you, "Dr. Jennifer Fried, you really are fabulous. You have fabulous ideas. You've helped so many people. Thank you." How do you take it?
I say to you, "I really love that you see me, and it means everything to me, and I'll pay it forward."
Really? Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That is an important thing. Men don't like, I think men and women both, it depends a lot, and that's what I think the key is here, to go back, circle back around to where we started as we finish our time together. Using astrology to understand people, it is a fabulous, fabulous tool. And then if you really have somebody who's good and they know how to interpret the information in a way, as I said, and I say it lovingly to the astrologer who's on the program all the time, whom I love dearly, she's a great coach, but sometimes it just gets so wrapped up in this stuff. I don't care whether the moon is in Uranus or whether it, I just want, tell me how that helps. And how I can use the information to help myself and other people. You got to take the oxygen first before you can pass it on. But
I think that's where my psychology and education training really helps me with the astrology, because at the end of the day, I'm also, like you, a very practical person, and if I can't use knowledge, it's not very helpful to me.
Yeah, right. And this is helpful. All right. So if you're interested in the things that Jennifer has presented to us, you can go to her website, Jennifer Fried, all one word, jenniferfried.com, to connect a lot of dots in one's life. We're all here to help. And Jennifer certainly is an example of that, and that's why we have these sorts of discussions, because we hope the idea is that they will be helpful to you. Your Hidden Power Show at 40 minutes past the hour. Up next, our psychic Mary O'Malley will deal with, there are actually two things on my mind as we move forward here.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car, at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Now, 43 after the hour on Your Hidden Power, working on the intuitive arts, if you will. And here is Mary O'Malley from PsychicScout.com. She was talking with us last week about the classes that are here to help you understand you. Isn't that what it's all about? I was looking at something that I know you're an expert in, and I thought maybe you could explain to people how hypnosis and past life regression works. Who are you, or who were you in your past life? A lot of people ask you that. I know they do. A lot of psychologists believe in past lives and base their practices on that, as a matter of fact. So I wondered what you would, how you go about putting the two together, and whether there is resistance sometimes when people, when you tell somebody, because you know what's going on with them, you can sense they need this kind of treatment or that kind of treatment. So if you suggest to somebody, I'm going to hypnotize you so we can dig into your past life, how is, do you normally get a good reception, or do people get afraid?
Well, I don't usually do that. We talk about past lives and things, and sometimes people are afraid. They don't want to do that. Mostly it happens spontaneously under hypnosis, and so a person will present with an issue, and I'll instruct the subconscious mind to go back to the first time they ever felt that way, and spontaneously it will happen that they go into a past life. And it's really interesting. It's really interesting. It's so real, and the mind accepts it as real, and generally healing happens. And sometimes we do it on purpose. A person comes in just for a past life regression. And basically I use the same formula. You know, what do you want to know about from a past life, you know, that's reverberating into this life? And let's go to the first time you ever felt that way. So that's not something I force on anybody.
No.
You know,
I think I remember once you actually did it with me. I don't mind myself. I never lay off of using myself as an example. And the experience that we had, I think, a couple of times actually, regressing and what we found out about certain things, they're kind of actually pretty interesting. And then you go into your birth. Why is it you had a tough time through the birth canal? Does that affect your life? Yeah, a lot of people think that they're, you know, it's all cookie cutter stuff. It's not. But the thing that I've always wondered about, because I don't know that much about them, I've referenced on maybe four or five occasions in my mature life the Akashic Records. But I don't really know, other than it's supposed to be the record of all of your lives. Do you bring people there? Is that something that's worthwhile for a person to understand his or her lives this way?
Yes, it is. It's really interesting. And through hypnosis, I can take them to the Akashic Records. Psychically, I get taken to the Akashic Records quite often now. it's very interesting. It's just a beautiful place, and you get a much higher perspective of what happened, why, you know, how it fits into your soul's plan, that kind of thing. It's a very interesting journey.
Interesting for you?
Yeah.
Interesting for the person who's then, what does it mean? Why are they called the Akashic Records? What is that supposed to mean?
It is basically the hall of knowledge, of all knowledge. I don't know the exact meaning. Now I'm going to have to look it up for you, Doug.
Well, that's okay.
But everybody's in there. Everybody's information is in there.
Isn't that powerful? Imagine that. Think about it in a way. All the records of all the people who have lived through time. How is that even possible? That's one of the things, your mind can't really wrap itself around that, can it?
No, and there's actually gatekeepers. You actually have to be allowed into the Akashic Records.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
How?
At one point, you basically ask for admittance, and there's a gatekeeper, so to speak, a librarian, who takes you and takes you to where you need to go and gives you the information that you need. So I had an experience at one point where I was just kind of taken out of my body, put into the Akashic Records, and handed a key. So you are now welcome to come here anytime.
Really?
So, yeah, so I think I had visited enough through my work that I was allowed a key now.
Really?
And even if that, there's somebody to greet me there, somebody to take me where I need to go.
Wow, it's a fascinating concept, isn't it, when you get right down to it, thinking about it's fascinating to think about what's there. How does the individual learn? There are classes offered in getting into the Akashic Records. Are you likely to get a key from that? What are you likely to do? What's the reason one would get into it, and how would one benefit from getting into the Akashic Records for himself, herself?
Well, for instance, my first trip to the Akashic Records, I wanted to know about any healing modalities that I knew of from the past that were unique to me that I could bring forward.
Mm-hmm.
And what was downloaded to me was the energy healing, how to use crystals and things like that. So it was really interesting. And then my energy healings became really powerful after that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons to go. There's, you know, or wanting to understand a situation, or, you know, it is much like a past life regression. You know, that's where all the information is stored. Yeah.
But so specific, though, I think that's what I learned from it. All right. If you're interested in working with Mary O'Malley, she has a gift certificate available, Psychic Quickie, $25, and it's downloaded from her website, psychicscout.com. Thank you, Mary, for your service. 10 before the hour.
Hey. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 53 after the hour, as Your Hidden Power continues, podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. All the previous information, everything, it's kind of like the Akashic record of this program, if you get my drift. One of the important contributors is Maria Francesca Trilogy. Her web and connection is smbworks@earthlink.net. Trying to get some practicality information, pass it along. We've been focusing on the Chinese lunar calendar or whatever, the Chinese New Year, Chinese horoscopes. And so we're now going to talk about the dog effect. Well, it's the year of the dog. So how does that affect other animal signs? Because with the Chinese calendar, there are 12 different kinds of 12 different kinds of animals that apply to whatever your birth month is, right?
Yes, indeed. Good morning. Actually, it's your birth year.
Birth year,
so
right.
So if you, like, we'll just say people are born in the year of the rat, that's 1948, and then 12 years up to 1960, and 60. Then you just go 12 years all the way. Mm-hmm. You know, you just keep adding. So depending on the year you were born would be the animal. So we've got.
So what is the practical? I've just spent some time talking to a woman who takes the practical approach to this, because a lot of people don't understand, nor do they care about the nuance of the, and I say that lovingly because I don't get it sometimes, what Venus and your Mercury means to your or Uranus and all that other stuff.
Yes.
The important thing is to tell people what it all means. So,
right. Well,
what does...
I was just giving the year, but what it means is that if you're a rat, this is going to be a fairly good year for you. If you're an ox, you have to be careful financially this year. Mm-hmm. If you're a tiger, this is going to be a wonderful year for you in every way. Mm-hmm. If you're a rabbit, it's going to not be good or bad, but financially you're going to have to be careful. If you're a dragon, it's definitely going to be a challenging year. If you're a snake, it's going to be good in all areas. If you're a horse, it's a great year for the horse to have fun. Do whatever you like as far as travel. If you're a goat, it's going to be a good year, strong year for goats to keep on going up the mountaintop. If you're a monkey, it's a good year for you to be recognized for the hard work that you do, and we both know someone who's a monkey.
Yeah.
If you're a rooster, you have to stop and make decisions before you make them. I mean, you just can't run into stuff. You just can't keep running around. You have to stop and decide what it is you want to do. If you're a dog, this is your year. So you are just on fire. Well, not on fire, but whatever it is you want to accomplish, it's your year to do that.
I'm a dog, aren't I? I'm a dog.
Yep, you are definitely a dog. And
I think I like the way you said that.
And it's lovely. You know, dogs are very, the year of the dog is all about loyalty. It's all about caring for your master or your loved one. And, you know, and this is yourself. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about if you were born in the year of the dog. And then if you're a pig, you will do well this year as well. And here's an interesting sidebar, if we'll call it that. Today's President's Day, so happy President's Day to our president. And he is born in the year of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
He is born in 1946, and he is the only president of all the 45 who does not have a dog.
He's never had a dog.
And no. He's really? Not a dog person.
Not a dog person. Huh.
And he's the first president to ever be in office born in the year of the dog.
Wow. So what is that? But you said it was a good year for the dog.
Yeah.
So is he going to be able to get a lot of good things done and straighten some stuff out?
Well, I certainly hope so. Mm-hmm. You know, but that is just an interesting...
is there something else hidden? And is that a general thing? And we find, especially with astrology, you've got a moon sign, you've got a sun sign, you've got a rising sign. So isn't there other influence?
Other influences. And, you know, as I always say to you, we never seem to have enough time to go deeper. But there are also, it's also called water, earth, air, water, earth, and fire dogs or oxes or rabbits. And then that adds another component, just like your moon sign adds to your sun sign, et cetera.
Yeah, that's what I thought. A lot there. So if you want to get some help with this, contact Maria at smbworks@earthlink.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.